At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's hit a lot of home runs in a short period of time. A swing fly ball. It's not going to make the mark. Out to center. Sawinski underneath it. He's got it. And the Pirates win the series, winning the finale 2-1.
First Pirates series win over the Blue Jays since 2014. They take 2 out of 3 from a first place team. Really punchless all series long, capitalized on Blue Jays errors in game one. Did virtually nothing last night, and today they got great pitching. George Springer started the game with a homer for Toronto, and that was it. Johan Oviedo shut them down for 5 innings. Bullpen did the rest. Santana gets the save. Tommy Pham driving in both Pirates runs in the bottom of the first, and the Buccos went on to win 2-1. This segment's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Get started today with your 20-pound summer slim down at awaken180weightloss.com. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst, former big league pitcher Matt Clement. And by the way, you can listen today on Wednesdays at noon to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Go to 93.7thefan.com to learn more. Matt, did you collect your cards? Do you still have Matt Clement baseball cards somewhere in your house?
Yeah, when I was playing, they used to, Topps and the other companies, Fleer and Donruss, which aren't really in existence anymore. They're just a name behind them, I think, with the Fanatics taking over and everything else. But they used to send them to us in spring training, and different people would give them to me. I have quite a few laying around the house, and amazing as it sounds, still actually get some sent to me to get signed, which I don't know how my autograph is worth anything at this point in life, but it's kind of flattering still to have somebody wants your autograph.
Which company did you think made the best cards, like the coolest looking action shots, the best looking card?
Well, I mean, I was a card collector as a kid, and Topps was obviously, you know, I'm a little more old school with my card selection because I collected Topps as a kid the whole
way. What was your most prized card, by the way, as a kid that you had?
Well, I can't go to the baseball side. I have the Michael Jordan rookie, the Fleer rookie that we got at the old TNT collectibles in Monroeville. I was a big basketball guy. And
nice.
Happened to be in there the day those came out, and my parents bought them for me and bought me some more of them for my stocking that year for Christmas. So I had and still have that card.
Matt, let's go through the Pirates and this Bubba Chandler call-up, which I think is even bigger than what happened with this game today. So he struggled in AAA. His ERA has ballooned over 4. He's walking a lot of guys. And the Pirates decided now was the time to promote him. The interesting thing about this decision is that he's not going to do what he's done in the minor leagues. He's going to pitch in relief. He's going to be a bulk guy in the bullpen, they're saying, instead of a starter. A, your thoughts on calling up a guy when he's struggling, and B, calling up a guy to do a role different from what he did in the minor leagues?
Well, let's start with A, because I think this one hits close to home for me. Once upon a time, when I was the Padres' number one prospect, I finished probably my best season in Double A. I went Single A to Double A that year, started the Single A All-Star game, finished in Double A. By far the best season I had, but more importantly, it was the best I was throwing. Probably, I would even say, even into my big league career, my slider was good, everything was good, I was confident, and year ended. Padres didn't call me up that year, and I've always wondered in the back of my mind if it would have made a difference if they would have called me up at the end of that year. And I look at Chandler, right? Last year, AAA, 4-0 with a 1.83 ERA, mm-hmm. 39 innings, 54 Ks, only 15 walks, which is a tad up, but not what it is now. And there's window number one that I just wonder if the Chandler call up then would have meant something different. Because what happened to me the next year, I go to AAA, and this is so eerily similar to me as I was kind of researching this and looking at it. I go to AAA, I start off the first couple months really well. That happened to be, and a big difference between Chandler and me right now is that happened to be a World Series team for the Padres in 98. Mm-hmm. This is the Pirates team that's in last place.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of May, he ended May with, you know, a 2.03 ERA, 48 innings, 69 punchouts, only 18 walks. And what happened to me, and I'm not saying this happened to Chandler, but what happened to me is, you get to that point, okay, I understand, I'm not going to start, you have the arbitration years, you're trying to eat all that stuff, that whole bit, right? You understand that's going on. I've never been somebody to criticize clubs for not doing that. You know, why not get that extra year, especially if you're a small market, by waiting like they did with Skeens even last year. I Chris Bryant, all those people over the years, I've never questioned that. But, you know, in that time frame, you had a perfect opportunity to bring them up. But what happened to me was, I started watching this carousel of people going up and down and up and down and thinking to myself, I'm the top prospect, and people that know me know I'm the least person to talk like this or think like this. But, you know, my rest of my minor league career, the big leagues were something I wanted to get to. This is the first time I felt like I should have been there in my whole career. And what started happening was I struggled those last 4 months of the season in the minor leagues. And was it a coincidence? Maybe. But it was always on my mind who was going up. Well, this guy's going up and I'm not at the time, or whatever the case may be. And both organizations probably had different reasons. They're probably trying to protect me. It was a pennant race, whatever the case may be. At the time, they had a major veteran team.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I go back to, you know, there's times when you can call somebody up, and this kind of leads into question B you had for me. There's times when you could call somebody up, and I still think my career gets off to a way different start. I had a great career. I'm so thankful for it, so blessed. But I get off to a different start with my slider being at peak performance, or maybe Chandler is starting coming into September right now. If he falls, you know, that's what a decision to relieve, I guess, is.
Yeah.
If he gets that chance, I think the Pirates, not on purpose, they probably have great reasons behind it, honestly, but if he gets that chance when he's humming along, is it a different scenario they put him in when they bring him up?
Well, I mean, what if you take it in a vacuum, and I know you can't because that was an expansive and interesting perspective on it, Matt. But it, in a vacuum, can you sort of hypothesize pitcher, you know, one pitcher telling a bunch of guys who never pitched past Little League what would be maybe some advantages for a guy who's used to starting being a long relief man in the bigs? I mean, is it mental? Is it less pressure because you might be coming into games where you're already way down? Give us, if you were playing devil's advocate, why you think this could be a good decision to let him be a long reliever and not a starter right off the jump.
Well, it's going to give him what I think it's less pressure, but there's going to be pressure. You're getting to do what you dreamed of doing, right? Mm-hmm. But he's had a lot of pressure on him since he's become, you know, now he's a top pitching prospect in all of baseball. So he's had some pressure on him, but there's going to be pressure. It's going to put, I guess it gives him a little bit of a cushion, a little bit of a, you know, it allows, you know, things go wrong, they can get him out of there. Where things go wrong in a start and they're pulling him out in the first inning or the second inning, it turns into a major negative. So from that perspective, you know, for me, my first career and fourth career appearances that year I got called up in 98 were out of the pen, and those are the only two times I ever pitched out of the pen. So I'm probably the worst person to ask about that. I did not want to pitch out of the pen ever. Mm-hmm. All I did was start. So from my perspective, I was probably
how jarring
a little bit
is
more,
it, Matt, for a guy that's only started to actually have to do that? Do you think, like, how much of an adjustment is that going to be for him?
I think it'll be a minor adjustment. You know, probably things, you know, I don't know what he did in high school. Obviously, I'm sure he started, but was he, you know, if he's as dominant as he is right now, right? I'm sure he closed some games in high school and did some different things in between to win games for his teams. And
he was a huge football player in high school. He could have gone to Clemson and been a quarterback.
I think
in
high school, they just rolled the ball out and said, Bubba, just do cool stuff out there.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's an adjustment. It's going to be an adjustment. I mean, it really is because, you know, I remember my first time up in the pen when I was sitting in the bullpen and I knew I wasn't going in. It was Trevor Hoffman, you know, definitely one run game and that going into the ninth inning. He was the one getting the call to come in. And I'd be sitting down there nervous as heck that they were calling for me, even though I knew it wasn't him because it's just something I wasn't used to and really didn't know how to handle. Now, again, I actually don't think it's a bad move by the Pirates. I wish he was starting. And I looked at the innings to see if there's an innings reason behind it, right? He has 100 innings. He threw 119 innings last year. That 119 had to be kind of on par with what they wanted him to do. So they could give him three starts right now.
Yeah.
And I guess if you want to say from a club's perspective, they give him those three starts, they probably pack the they probably pack the stadium those 3 days, so they aren't doing the selfish thing, I guess, that way by getting a ticket counter that way. But at the same time, it'll be an adjustment. It was one that I always probably made more of than need to be. I mean, this dude, you don't become the number one prospect in baseball with having some moxie and some idea and some feel to what you're doing. And maybe in the, if you look at it from the positive side of things, because it's kind of, we've talked about what the negatives could be, you know, maybe he goes out there, he punches out the side, and that changes what kind of the second half of the season, not going like Bubba Chandler usually throws, into a positive. And, you know, let's be honest. I mean, he has a 4.05 ERA, he has less hits than he's pitched. he has over, you know, has more strikeouts than innings. It's not like it's been a complete disaster of a year for him. It's just probably, I really feel like he's been sitting there all year saying, when am I getting called up?
Yeah.
When am I getting called up? Especially, you know, it wasn't, you know, the one thing I always could look at that year was, well, they're in first place. They don't need me. If I wanted to look at it from a realistic standpoint, but, you know, after the arbitration thing was gone, okay, that's out of the way. They aren't winning. We traded Falter, you know, we're limiting schemes and put the all-star break. These are all perfect times to bring him up.
Matt Clement, our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst. Matt, awesome stuff. Let's talk again next week. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You bet.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.